what did you give him to walk away with? I was like, I mean, I told him, like, when I was in middle school, I told him my story. And I was like, well, did you give him any strategies to help him out for them to be successful, like, in class, for them to utilize? And I was like, well, I don't think so. Well, John, you didn't help him then. You just were talking at them.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Successors, welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're here with another Fast Break Friday. For my friends who are just listening to us, I'd encourage you to take time and find us on YouTube as well, and be sure to subscribe to our channel, which you can find under Jonathan Jones Speaks. Because there we upload some exclusive content for our YouTube channel. Even in addition to that, you get the opportunity to see us in the studio when we're doing our interviews with different featured guests. And also, you're here to see my facial expressions and all the other stuff I might do, incorporating props and different things like that. But today, I want to just address just something I've been getting some questions about lately. People have been hitting me up, DMing me on Instagram, Facebook, different places like that. But before I get into today's content, I want to make sure that you're following us on IG or Twitter. So IG, Twitter, even on Facebook, SYS Podcast 1. You can search that in the handle and we would be sure to come right up. Now, without further ado, now I want to talk with you today about three areas that will help you jumpstart your speaking career, right? Three areas that will help you jumpstart your speaking career. Just as I said before, people have been reaching out to me, and before, I typically had to find out this information by hiring a coach. I had to find this information by way of experience. I had to find this information by way of reading books as well, listening to podcasts, different things like that. So now I want to take a moment and just share this with you, and I hope it's helpful. I hope it's beneficial. But the first thing that you have to make sure that you have to jumpstart your speaking career, the first thing would be, it would be you making sure that you have a go-to message. Like, you know how our moms or our dad, whoever it is in your family, like, everybody has that go-to dish, like that signature dish that you're like, oh, it's almost Christmas, so I know, right? I know my mom is gonna have the homemade macaroni and cheese. That's what my brother loves. He says, Mom, every time I see you, you gotta cook the homemade macaroni and cheese. So understanding this as a speaker, or even just as an individual, right? Like Chick-fil-A has the chicken sandwich. McDonald's has the Big Mac. Burger King has the Whopper. Popeyes has the chicken sandwich. No, they don't. No, you don't, Popeyes. No, you don't. You tried to trick us. Popeyes has the regular chicken or the spicy chicken, right? But the signature message or that signature item is what allows you to connect with that audience, what allows you to connect with the people that you are striving to serve. So that's the first thing that you need. You need to have that signature message, that signature item, that go-to, right? And in addition to that, second, you have to know who your audience is. Like, if you ask somebody, okay, you're a speaker, cool. Who do you speak to? You know, because they have high schools. They have middle schools. They have colleges. They have corporations. They have conferences. They have all these different places. And then on top of that, then conferences, then they have what? Home improvement conferences. Then they have t-shirt conferences. Then they have self-development conferences, personal development conferences. So where is your audience? Where do they hang out? Do they hang out at the PTA? Is your target audience the parents of students? Like, what does that look like? And then lastly, what problem will you solve? Okay? Like, what problem will you solve? You have a message. You're a phenomenal speaker. That's great. Woo! What problem are you solving? Who are you leaving better after you shared your message? What are they taking away from your content? What type of value are you adding? Did you give a student? Did you give the audience? Did you give the conference tangible skills, tangible strategies? Did you give them resources? Or did you just give them a story that strokes your ego? Did you just take some time and say, well, hey, you know, I wanted to share this. No, you didn't add nothing. And that happened for me. It was about what? At the beginning of my speaking career, okay, I had a colleague that I was rolling with. He was like, hey, I'm speaking at this school. Just come with me. You can get in a quick 5 minutes too. And I said, all right, cool. So I went with him. And this is a middle school, and we're in the gymnasium, and gyms without a microphone can be a terrible place to speak at times. Side note, but we'll get back to that another day, another time. But I'm in here, and I'm telling them my 3 points, boom, boom, boom. I ran through my full presentation, boom, boom. I was like, yeah, I killed it. And then somebody asked me, well, John, did you see how they reacted or responded to your message? And I was like, nah, I mean, they were just sitting there. And I said, yeah, they were just sitting there. They said, well, John, what did you tell them? Like, you know, like what did you give them to walk away with? I was like, I mean, I told them, like, when I was in middle school, I told them my story. And I was like, well, did you give them any strategies to help them out for them to be successful, like, in class, for them to utilize? And I was like, well, I don't think so. Well, John, you didn't help them then. You just were talking at them. I said, wow. Okay. That sucked. So I really want to just take time to make sure that that doesn't happen to nobody else, right? Because one thing that I've learned is these big three that I just shared with you. Like, if you don't have a go-to message and somebody calls on you to speak for an opportunity in his last minute, what are you going to talk about? You have to have a go-to. You have to have a bread and butter. Or you have to have that target product, right? That product. If you're a speaker, your first product is speaking, right? That's how you can generate revenue, by you speaking, by you using your voice and connecting with the audience and adding value to them. So that's first. Signature message, target product. What's your Whopper? What's your Big Mac? What's your chicken sandwich? Right? Second, who is your audience? Who is your message for? Because your target audience can't be anyone and everyone, because that's just not how it works. I particularly speak with college students in addition to millennials, because in that gap, typically college students, after they graduate out, they're young professionals, which i.e. most of the time are millennials. So my message is applicable to those two audiences. And it's pretty similar, just depending on where they are, you know, throughout their process. And then lastly, what problem are you solving, right? What problem are you solving? So this is Jonathan Jones, and be sure to follow us at SYS Podcast 1 on all social platforms. Be sure to comment, leave a review. Let me know what you thought about this. If you would like for me to do more how-tos, if you'd like for me to do more speaking strategies, if you'd like for me to do just more speaking tips and things like that, then leave me some comments, leave me some reviews. Then I will have no problem doing speaking tips. I have no problem talking about entrepreneurship. And even, of course, continue to do the interviews. So let me know what you all think. And until next time, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? Bye now.